This week is National Stroke Week. I was quite staggered to read, Colin, that one Australian every 10 minutes suffers a stroke. So one of the big things about it is if you get them treated fast, it's got to be helpful, doesn't it? So
that's right, yes. And I guess one in six people will have a stroke sometime in their lifetime as well. So these people, you know, like your brother or your sister or people that you know in the community are likely to be close by you when you have the strokes, when they have their strokes. So certainly acting quickly is something that we all need to know what to do and how to respond if we see someone who we think may be having a stroke. In 2015, there were more than 50,000, which adds up to 1,000 strokes every week, and as you say, one every 10 minutes.
So,
Tasmania is actually one of the highest rates in Australia. It's the second highest behind South Australia. There's no real reason for that, but it tends to be, you know, right across the nation. But I guess we also tend to think of stroke that happens, something that happens to older people. But back in 2012, there were some studies done in nearly 130,000 people, or 30% of the stroke survivors are actually under the age of 65. So it's not necessarily just something that happens to old people.
That's incredible. Obviously, with those sorts of statistics, there's someone that most people would know that have had a stroke, and they're varying levels too. They could be very small events, or they could be, you know, almost catastrophic.
That's right, and I guess it can depend on how the symptoms, how the stroke actually progresses. Stroke, to define it, I guess, happens when the blood supply to the brain is interrupted, and the blood contains oxygen, and which is another important nutrient for the brain cells. So if I don't get enough of those things, then the cells slowly die. During a stroke, the blood may stop due to either a clot in the arteries, which can maybe break off from somewhere else and lodge in the brain, or it can build up over time, whereas gradually the arteries get smaller and a blockage occurs, or it can be caused by a hemorrhage where one of the blood vessels bursts and breaks and actually causes blood to leak out into the brain. So that can be a problem, and that can cause a stroke from there. If it isn't treated quickly, then the cells can be permanently damaged, and that's when the disabilities can result, or even someone may die.
Yeah, as I was saying, Colin, there's different types of strokes, different intensity, different levels, and I guess some people, you know, you see they have a stroke and they continue life quite normally, but for others it's life-changing.
That's right, and I guess different parts of the brain are responsible for different movements, so it depends where the damage actually occurs as to what might be affected, whether it's movement or bodily functions like speech or muscle tone. They're different for every person, and I guess in that case the recovery is different as well in that, you know, and we mentioned before the time, we'll talk about that in a little while as well, but the longer you're exposed to the effects of the stroke without getting treatment, the more damage that can perhaps occur. If there's another type of stroke, I guess you sometimes hear people talk about mini strokes, and that's essentially a trans-ischemic attack, or a TIA, which means that the blockage only occurs for a small period of time, that it may block for a little while and then sort of spontaneously clear itself. And in those cases, quite often there is quite a good recovery, but it increases your chance or the likelihood of you having a stroke further down the track. So if you do have a mini stroke, then it's important that you actually deal with the symptoms and try and minimise the chance of a stroke occurring later on. So, you know, there are a few different ways it can happen.
So are some people at more risk than others? I'm tipping that smokers are. That's one of our favourite subjects, isn't it? But obviously it affects, or different people are less likely to get it or more likely to get it?
Yeah, well, there's some factors that you can't actually control. Like, obviously everyone gets older, and as you get older, things don't work as well, and that can be, that increases your risk of stroke over time. Also, it's more common in men. So if you're a man, you've got more likelihood than if you're a lady. Family history, if you have someone else in your family who's had a stroke or a mini stroke, then chances are that you're in the higher risk bracket as well. And there's other medical conditions, like if you have an irregular pulse or an arrhythmia in your heart, type 1 diabetes, or if you had a stroke previously, then those sorts of things you can't really control, but they do increase your risk. But then, as you say, smoking, high cholesterol, being overweight, bad diet, those sorts of things, high alcohol intake again, they all add to your risk of having a stroke, and these are the things we mentioned before that you can actually control and help if you're in the high risk areas for those other things that you can't control.
And I think high blood pressure is a risky factor as well, so there's things that people can do to modify their lifestyle, reduce their blood pressure, and hopefully prevent clots from forming for a stroke?
Yeah, certainly monitoring your blood pressure and making sure it's in the normal range or a little bit lower than that would be good. Exercising regularly, getting up to 30 minutes a day if you can. Controlling your diet so that you're limiting your salt intake and a diet rich in vegetables and things like that is really, you know, the good from the five food groups in moderation is really good. Smoking, as you mentioned, you know, you can always give up smoking and then your life will improve in so many different ways. Keeping your alcohol intake to a controllable level, I guess, without getting out of hand. And blood sugar as well. You know, we've spoken about diabetes before, so keeping your blood sugar levels under control and doing things to help with that. And I guess keeping active as well, having a good social life and a good life balance is a really good way to reduce the risk of stroke and those sort of, you know, being a problem down the track.
As we mentioned at the start of the segment, it is National Stroke this week, and the Stroke Foundation, they've come up with an acronym, which I reckon is pretty clever, FAST, F-A-S-T, and this will actually help us to treat someone who may have a stroke.
Well, that's right, and I guess, you know, thinking fast and acting fast are the things, but as you say, the anagram FAST is for the things that you should look for when you think someone may be having a stroke. The F stands for face, and it means whether the person is smiling, is able to smile, rather, or you might notice a droop in their face, one side, you know, the corner of their mouth or their eye may be drooping, so that's a sign. The A is for arms. If you ask someone if you think they may be having a stroke, if they can actually raise their arms, and that's really hard for someone to do who's suffering from a stroke. They won't be able to get their arms up much above shoulder level, so that's another sign. The S stands for speech, and this is either slurred speech or incoherent speech. They may not be able to understand you, or they may not be able to speak, even though, you know, you can see they're trying to speak to you, but the words just aren't coming out properly. And then the T is just for time, which we mentioned before is critical. If you think these other things are happening, call 000 straight away, because the quicker you can get someone to treatment, and I think the window is, you know, 3 to 4 hours, if you can treat someone in that time, the outcomes are much, much better.
I guess it's not as obvious as someone that has a heart attack, is it?
Well, it's not, because it's not as perhaps as dramatic, but there's subtle things, and especially if it's someone there around you that you know, subtle things that, you know, maybe should just be in the back of your mind. Well, then you start going through the anagram of FAST, and if all of those things sort of tick boxes, there's other, I guess, things that may give you an indication as well, like weakness in the limbs, paralysis in the face, and dizziness or loss of balance or unexpected falls, those sorts of things, or if they're loss of vision in one eye or both eyes, that can also sometimes be, if these things are sort of on quick onset, then they can be indication of a stroke. But if we go back to the, you know, just the anagram of FAST, that's a really good, reliable thing. Call 000. I mean, as with heart attacks, if you're wrong, the ambulance aren't going to mind if you get there and say, no, everything's okay. But if you go the other way and don't call because you're worried about actually bothering someone, or it may not be, then that can be tragic. So we don't want that to happen.
Yeah, and no, I guess the thing is, like you said earlier, it's within the first 3 or 4 hours, which is not like the first 3 or 4 minutes as it is with a cardiac arrest or something like that, but it's still pretty important to get treatment as quick as you can, isn't it?
Yeah, time is really important, and certainly for the outcome and the recovery, it's much better to react quickly, get the medication that you need, and if you can do that, then the after effects can be at least minimised, and you may essentially save someone's life, you know, if they do go into stroke, because, you know, depriving the brain of oxygen is obviously not a good thing and can be really tragic.
Oh, and a severe stroke can be fatal.
Indeed,
yeah.
It can be.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome there. And if you want to know more, you can go to the Stroke Foundation website as well, which is www.strokefoundation.com.au. And as we always say, Colin, ask your pharmacist or your doctor, and they'll have some advice for you as well.
Always willing to help, Martin, yes.
Good on you. Thanks for that. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks, Martin.